from KQED.
The Federal Elections Commission cleared the way last month for political campaigns to collect small contributions from mobile phone users through text messages. Both presidential campaigns applauded, as did a gaggle of grassroots groups, but not the phone companies, at least not until some of their concerns are addressed. We asked Ann Ravel, chair of the California Fair Political Practices Commission, to help us figure out what this means going into November. The commission has had many conversations with wireless carriers about their concerns on this issue. Can you explain to us what they're worried about?
Yes. They have expressed both to us and also to the Federal Elections Commission a couple of concerns. One of them is they say they don't want the users to think that they are endorsing a particular political campaign that might be odious. But it seems that now their bigger concern is they fear that they're going to be held liable if some of the campaign laws are violated.
And what gives them grounds for these concerns? I can't imagine that anybody would presume that AT&T or Verizon or any other phone company would support a group, whether it's liked or disliked?
No question. I think the mobile consumers are much more savvy than that, and they understand that they are just providing a service and are not endorsing particular campaigns. And if they're very concerned about, say, it's a candidate for the Nazi Party and they don't want to endorse it, they have the right not to sign on with them.
What do you think the chances are that we can start texting donations during this election season?
It seems very remote that we'd be able to text during this election season, which I have to say is unfortunate, because one of the reasons for doing these text message contributions and why California supports it is that this is one antidote to the concerns about super PAC money and large amounts of money from donors that are big, wealthy donors in campaigns. A side benefit to it, in my view, is, as was shown with the earthquake relief efforts, when people texted even a small amount of money, they became engaged, and they, in large percentages, something like 56% of them, then went on to contribute to other relief efforts. And about 50% of them asked family and friends to contribute to the same effort. So it's a way to increase political engagement of people who otherwise couldn't participate in a campaign. Mobile givers are younger and more racially and ethnically diverse. And a large number of American adults are owners of smartphones. It is important, I think, for campaign laws to come into the 21st century and encourage the use of technology and recognize that life has changed since almost 40 years ago when these campaign laws were enacted, and we have to keep up with those changes.
Ann Ravel chairs the California Fair Political Practices Commission. We did contact AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint. A spokesman for the Wireless Association and Industry Trade Group says the companies are puzzled they would be, quote, perceived as standing in the way of political text donations as they put forward their own proposal to federal regulators back in 2010. They say their concerns focus on the logistical details of the rollout, and they've asked the FEC for an expedited review.